started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, Stateliners lead 7-2, and they'll finally turn the baseball to the bullpen. Anthony Gonzalez, the first reliever of the game here in the seventh, after six strong innings from Holden Phelps, who's in line to pick up another win. That would be two on the season for him. Six innings, two hits, two earned, only one strikeout and four walks. But Phelps has really scattered those base runners throughout the ballgame and is in line for an impressive victory here tonight. As Anthony Gonzalez, it won't be a save scenario for Gonzalez, but he's been one of the better pitchers out of the bullpen for Bristol this season. Get you some numbers on him here, as he's got a handful of saves this year for Bristol. Oh, he's got one save, but he's been in a lot of late-game scenarios. 2-0, so he's picked up some wins late in relief. 2.08 is the ERA. 8 2/3 innings, only six hits, two earned, 10 strikeouts to three walks. His whip, which is his walks and hits per inning pitched, is 1.04, which, looking here, that is the best whip on the team. Behind him is Holden Phelps. So Bristol trying to keep some base runners off the base pass here in the ninth as they have a five-run lead. Owen Smith Wentworth scheduled to hit at 7-8-9 for the River Turtles. 1-0 the count. Owen's 0-for-2 with a ribby today. Ball two. Gonzalez, a righty from Lehigh University. 2-0 misses high. With those two wins we told you about with Gonzalez, he's actually tied for second in the Appy League in wins. And a guy coming out of the bullpen. Only one man in the Appy League has more wins than the conglomerate of several pitchers who have two. And that man is Mason Rue for Burlington. He's 4-0. About, 15 guys have two wins in the league. Mason Rue has four, so he's two ahead of the pace. And he comes out of the bullpen as well. 4-0, 2.08 ERA for the Burlington Sock Puppets. 13 innings for him. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because he was named the Appalachian League Pitcher of the Year last year. And off to another great start, he may win it again. Four-pitch walk for Carter Owens, and that's exactly how you want to start this inning if you're Pulaski down to your final three outs. Here's Derek Smith. Smith 0-for-2, a strikeout in the second, and then he had that fly ball out to the catcher his last time up. Nick Strong put it away. Gonzalez brings it. There's a strike. Better start to this at bat. Oh-1. Swing and a miss by Smith, and it's 0-2. We told you about some of the offensive struggles for Pulaski. It's sort of been the opposite for Bristol. Stateliners are third in runs in the league, first in hits, first in doubles, second in batting average. And that's been the difference here today. 0-2 misses outside. Of course, the hitting for Bristol and also the pitching from Holden Phelps, who's kept this Pulaski lineup at bay. Gonzalez looking to close it out here. 1-2 the count to Derek Smith. The pitch. Ooh, nice looking pitch from Gonzalez as Smith able to hold up. Nice take. As it had the zone and then buried into the left-handed batter's box. Two balls, two strikes. Gonzalez ready. Ripped out to left. That ball is deep, and that ball is out of here. A no-doubter from Derek Smith off of Anthony Gonzalez. It's a two-run shot for Smith, and the River Turtles are not going away just yet. It's 7-4 here in the top of the seventh inning. So Derek Smith put a really good swing on that baseball. And it's 7-4, still three outs to go. And again, we told you the numbers for Gonzalez, sort of rare that he would give up a few earned here in his inning. As his ERA was at about 2, and now he's given up 2 runs without even an out yet. So Smith, that's his second home run of the season for Pulaski. And they've made things interesting here in the ninth, as now Jack Wentworth, the nine-hitter, will hit following the mound meeting by Ted Power. So deep shot by Derek Smith makes it a 7-4 ball game, and give Pulaski some credit. They're not going anywhere just yet. As Jack Wentworth, 0-for-1 with a walk. Top of the order coming up next. Here's a pitch from Gonzalez. That's low and away, ball one. It's always trying to figure out how these pitchers at this age and level are going to bounce back. Here's a fly ball out towards right. Arado chasing it towards the right field line into foul ground. And squeezes it for out number one. A nice play as Arado covered a lot of ground out there in right field. And a welcome first out here in the seventh inning, our final inning here in game one of our doubleheader. And here's the top of the order with Pulaski down to their final two outs. It's Ethan Belk. And an 0-1 count here to start things off for Belk. He walked in the third and scored one of Pulaski's first two runs. In fact, it was their second. Gonzalez misses outside, ball and a strike. We told you Gonzalez's ERA was around 2. It's already up to 4 now after that two-run shot. Here's a foul ball hit over to the third base coach's box slowly. So one ball, two strikes. Anthony Gonzalez trying to put the River Turtles away here in the seventh. 1-2 from Gonzalez. Breaking ball right there. Fooled Belk as he thought he was getting something else, I believe. Breaking ball drops right into the zone. And now the State Liners are an out away from their 10th victory of the season. Told you in pregame, it's the first time the State Liners have been below 500 this year. After starting out 4-1, grabbed 2 wins at Princeton, split a series with Kingsport, and then beat Elizabethan in the first 5 games. Pitch from Gonzalez misses to Ryan Kennel, who's 0-for-3 tonight. 0-1. Ball 1. That one came right in on the line of the left-handed batter's box. Should Kennel reach, White would hit next. River Turtles need to get 2 on to bring the tying run to the plate. Pitch from Gonzalez, 1-1, fouled out of play, and now the River Turtles down to their final strike. Folks, remember, this is a 7-inning contest. It's a doubleheader here tonight. We've got another game coming up about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Scoreboard says 3-1 at home, but it is 3-1. Grounded out towards short. Buchanan sits back on it, sets the feet, and there's out number 3 in the seventh. So the State Liners pick up a victory here in game one of our doubleheader here from Bristol. As a 7-4 victory, Kennel grounds out to short to end it. And Now Bristol 10-10 overall. Pulaski drops to 4-12. And we're going to take a quick break, tally up some statistics, and we'll have a brief postgame show because, again, game two will come up right after this. So, again, quick break, and we'll have a brief postgame show before we have game two coming up here from Bristol in the nightcap. Stay with us, folks. Bristol a winner, 7-4 in game one.
Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, welcome back. 7-4. Bristol wins game one of a seven-inning ball game. Again, a doubleheader here tonight as the grounds crew already hard at work getting the field ready for our second game of the evening. We'll do a quick post-game show here as, again, we're going to have to get some new lineups and get ready for game two quickly, which is scheduled about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this ball game. So we're already digging into that 30 minutes now. So some initial thoughts. Stateliners, pretty much their ball game all the way throughout. There was a two-run shot hit late by Derek Smith that sort of put a little doubt in it, but it was a 7-4 game at that time, and that was our final. Bristol jumped out 1-0. Pulaski tied it 1-1 in the top of the second. Stateliners grabbed two more in the second inning to make it a 3-1 game. Pulaski answered again to make it 3-2. But then Bristol scored four unanswered to make it a 7-2 game, and that was pretty much the score throughout the night until the two-run shot late made it 7-4. But how about Holden Phelps? Six innings, two hits, two runs, one strikeout, and four walks. He's going to be our Stateliner of the game as we had several worthy candidates. Easton Rooley, an excellent night, three hits at the plate. He picked up, let's see, he had three hits, three RBI, and a run out of the nine spot. So he made a huge contribution and could have gone really either way with those two. Seth Buchanan had a great night as well with an in-the-park home run. But Phelps, really what he did for Bristol's bullpen tonight, only having to use two pitchers in this ball game, could be really good for Bristol's chances in game two with the River Turtles coming up here shortly. So our state liner of the game tonight, Holden Phelps. And quickly, the other scores around the league. Elizabethton leading Bluefield 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Johnson City up on Danville 1-0 in the second. And we've already got two finals. Princeton beat Burlington 14-1. In the first of two games over in Burlington, and of course our 7-4 ball game here. So that is our brief version of our post-game show. I would say let's look ahead to our next game, but that next game is coming up here in a few minutes. So folks, take a breather, grab a bite to eat, get up, stretch it out, and we will have more baseball coming for you in game two here tonight as Bristol takes on the River Turtles in our second contest of the evening. Bristol a winner tonight, 7-4. Holden Phelps 2-0 now after a strong outing, six innings, two hits, two runs, a strikeout, and four walks. our state liner of the game this evening. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back here in a few. Folks, join us for Game 2 coming up right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
At the Birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the Birthplace of Country Music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit TalkAboutVaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, welcome back for Game 2. Starting lineups were just announced here from Bristol. And we are getting ready for Game 2. Bristol's made a jersey swap from the white to the red, as we've got some Little League players running out onto the field for the National Anthem, which is coming up next. We'll let you listen in and then give you starting lineups before first pitch coming up shortly. Here's our National Anthem, excuse me. All right, we're ready to roll. National Anthem is behind us. And game two of a two-game set, both games seven innings. Bristol a winner in game number one by a score of 7-4 as they take the first of two. Pulaski will be back here tomorrow night for a good old-fashioned nine-inning baseball game the way we're used to it. But first we'll play the second of a doubleheader here tonight. Brandon Decker on the mound for Bristol, the stud from Oakland University. We'll talk more about him. But first, here's the starting lineup for the River Turtles. Batting first, Ethan Belk in center field. Batting second, Ryan Kennel at second base. Batting third, Samuel White at first base. Batting fourth, Irvin Weems in left field. Batting fifth at shortstop, Jackson Lovich. Batting sixth in right field is J.P. Gauthier. Batting seventh, the designated hitter is Kellen Strohmeyer. Batting eighth and catching is Kyle Cincinnati. And batting ninth, Christopher Hund at third base. Again, that's Belk, Kennel, and White, the first three. Weems, Lovich, Gauthier, 4, 5, and 6. Strohmeyer, Cincinnati, and Hund, 7, 8, 9, against Brandon Decker, who normally comes out of the bullpen for Bristol. He's second in the Appy League in saves. But today, they're going to give him a start. It's his second of the season in what is sort of a bullpen game for Bristol. They'll sort of don't want to get two starters on the same day, I suppose. So Decker, 0-0 record, 5.27 ERA, 13 2/3 innings, 17 hits, 17 strikeouts, 9 walks, only 8 earned runs thus far. And again, he's got those three saves, which has him second in the league. First pitch up and in to Ethan Belk, and we're underway here from Bristol for game two of our doubleheader here this evening. One zero from Decker, and a check swing by Belk, who's heading to play at Wofford next year. Hit a homer against Bluefield, the Ridge Runners, back on June the 13th. 1-1. Good movement on the pitch from Decker. It's 1-2. Belk has three triples on this season for the River Turtles. 1-2 in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Now, speaking of triples, Belk in the very first at-bat of the year for Pulaski hit a triple, and that was one of his league-high three on the year. So a good hitter to have in the leadoff spot. 2-2. Chopped foul out of play. Belk in the first game was over three. Did walk and score a run as Bristol defeated the River Turtles 7-4 in that ball game. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Bristol. 4 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Pulaski. Here's a ball grounded out to short. Arias fields, throws across the diamond. One up, one down, top of the first. So here's Ryan Kennel. We told you in game one, he's from Gardner-Webb. Didn't get a chance to get into too much. Of course, a 7-inning game, you lose an at-bat here or there. But Kennel, second in the league in on-base percentage coming into today, was also a pretty good football player in his high school days. First pitch, strike one on the corner. So he was a first-team all-area kicker in high school up in Michigan. And get this, he had 2 successful onside kicks in 1 game in his high school days. Oh, one misses downstairs. Impressive year at Gardner-Webb this year. Had hit 280 in some limited opportunities. I'm sure his role will grow. 1-1 off the inside of the bat. Nearly took out his teammate Sam White in the on-deck circle. It's 1-2. Again, Decker, the pitcher for Bristol. We've bragged on him all year long. I'm sure we'll get more opportunities to do so. Decker ready after saying no to a few pitches. 1-2. Strike 3 swinging. Kennel waves at 1, and he's down for the second out in the first. 2 up, 2 down. Here's Sam White. Hitting from the left side, Sam White. White, 1-for-3 ball game in game one with a single and a couple ground outs. So for Decker, for the State Liners, as he gets a first pitch fastball by the bat of White, his second year as a State Liner, he was an all-star in the Appy League last year and decided to come back, a righty from Oakland University who racked up some impressive accolades this year at the college level, 0-2 as White swings and misses. First team All Horizon League was Brandon Decker this year out of the bullpen, named the Horizon League Reliever of the Year. He's got some good stuff out there. 0-2. This one fisted over to third. Kenneberg fields, throws. Gardner keeps his foot on the bag, and it's a 1-2-3 start to the first as a 5-3 put out will end things in inning number one. State Liners will look to take the lead when we return here for the bottom of the first on the State Liners Baseball Network.
At the Birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the Birthplace of Country Music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
1-2-3, top of the first, Brandon Decker, the starter on the mound for the State Liners. Holds Pulaski at bay, and Bristol will look to add a run here in the bottom of the first inning. They started off hot in the first game today. They scored in each of the first 3 innings, 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and they'll look to do the same against Manning West, a big right-handed pitcher. He is 0-0 on the record, but 7.45 ERA, 9 2/3 innings, 10 hits, 8 earned runs, 13 strikeouts to 4 walks. And he'll face this Bristol order. Let's see if we can get through it quickly. Jordan Austin hits first in center field. Eric Arado hits second in right field. Dalton Bargo hits third. He's catching today. Austin, Arado, and Bargo, 1-2-3. Nick Strong, the designated hitter, will bat fourth. Aries Gardner batting fifth at first base. Joe Kinneberg batting sixth at third base. Strong, Gardner, Kinneberg, 4-5-6. Seth Buchanan at second. Nick Arias at short. Joe Cardinale at left. As the first pitch hit out towards second, Austin trying to beat it out but can't get there. As it's Kennel to White, one up, one pitch, one down in the first. Just knew, Jordan Austin knew we were trying to fly through that starting lineup, and he goes after the first pitch, huh? Eric Arado hits from the left side up in that number two spot again. Arado was 1-for-3 with a single in our first ball game. The on-base specialist here in the number two spot. First pitch, he shows bunt, taking all the way after the first pitch ground out. It's 0-1. So a couple Appy League All-Stars in this Bristol lineup for this game is Decker on the mound and Arado in right field. 0-1 misses the zone, one ball and a strike. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the first. Manning West on the mound, 1-1, and that's foul off the bat of Arado, 1-2. With the win earlier in game one, Bristol pushed their record to 10-10 overall, back to .500, where it seems like they've been hovering for quite some time after a 4-1 start to the season. Arado fouls one down the first baseline. Arado ready to go. Manning West, the big righty listed at 6'6" out there, takes a bit too long for Arado's liking, and he asks for time. Here's the 1-2. Close pitch from West. The catcher, Cincinnati, thought it was strike three, threw it down to third base at Hund over there at third, thinking it was strike three, but it in fact was not. Two balls, two strikes. Here's a pitch. Arado takes ball three. You got to think, if you're a catcher, as of course Cincinnati, the catcher, and yes, that is his name, Kyle Cincinnati. If you hear me say Cincinnati, I'm not thinking I'm in Great American Ballpark. 3-2. Arado gets a piece of it. But after Cincinnati threw that pitch, or threw the ball back out to the pitcher, he turned around and shared a smile with our home plate umpire. Sort of that sheepish, embarrassing, sorry about that. 3-2 count to Arado. Swings and misses. Two up, two down. And Dalton Bargo hits with two outs in the first. Home plate umpire for this game is Anthony Atkinson. Saw him out at first base in game one. Kyle Eastman shifts out to the field. So two outs. It's been a quiet start to the ballgame. Three up, three down for Pulaski. Bristol staring that down here in the first, unless Bargo reaches. First pitch from West, up and away, ball one. One oh pitch. Bargo sharply through the hole on the left side. There's a base hit, and the 1-2-3 inning will have to wait. As Bargo singles with two outs, and Nick Strong gets a chance to hit the designated hitter. Now, talking about Manning West, just finished up his freshman year at Oklahoma State. Did not play this year, but he had a huge high school career where he racked up 283 strikeouts and 196 career innings. His nickname is Donkey. He's a big guy out there. First pitch to Strong, swing and a miss. His hand slipped off the bat. Strike one. West grew up a Braves fan down in Georgia. That's all right with me. Big Braves fan here in the booth as well. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. really fascinated to know about the name Manning. You don't see that often as a first name. But, of course, the last name, you think Peyton, Eli. 1-1. Strong lifts it out to right field. This is Gauthier. Reaches up and puts it away for the third out of the inning. So a harmless single there by Bargo. We've had a scoreless first. Second inning coming up next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Scoreless top of the first, scoreless bottom of the first. And sort of a quiet inning as only one base hit on either side. Dalton Bargo, a harmless single out to left, but he's left stranded. It's 4-5-6, Weems, Lovich, Gauthier scheduled to hit against Brandon Decker in his second inning of work. Now, we've got to do it again. Our text line is wide open, folks. Please send us a message if wherever you're watching from. We expect we've probably got a few more listeners for this game than the other game just simply because of the game time. So send us a text, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Heard from a few of you in Game 1, but haven't heard from some of my regulars that are out there listening. So, again, I'm Chris Mangrum, voice of the State Liners. I'm introducing myself to you. Feel free to do the same. Send us a text. Let us know where you're watching from as we're trying to fill in our 50-state map here. Picked up Nevada in Game 1. Our hope is that we can fill up this whole map before the end of the year. First pitch from Decker. Called strike one to Irvin Weems. Weems 0 for 1 in game 1, but had a couple of walks. Pitch from Decker. Look at the movement on that pitch. Weems tried to check his swing, but couldn't hold up. No balls, two strikes. As Bristol goes with the bullpen game here in game 2 of our doubleheader tonight. 0-2. Skips in outside. Nice dig by Bargo behind the plate. I think we're up around 25 states now that we've heard from that have sent us messages this year. 1-2. This one hit towards first and past Gardner. Weems kind of looked like he made up his mind a little bit late. And was still able to slap it past the glove of Gardner. So that's the first hit of the ball game for Pulaski. And it's a leadoff single for Weems. Here's Jackson Lovich. Hello again, Drew and Vicky. Appreciate you guys watching every game. Always appreciate the kind words. Glad to bring you State Liners baseball here at home throughout the entire season. Jackson Lovich. First pitch he sees, hit out to right. Arado's got it on the liner. A few steps in front of the warning track. And there's a one pitch out. J.P. Gauthier will be the next hitter. These last two hitters for Pulaski, Lovich, and Gauthier did not play in game 1. Gauthier, the hero last night. He had the walk-off hit for Pulaski to end an 8-game losing streak in a walk-off win against Princeton. Swing and a miss on the first pitch he sees. Second summer league stint for Gauthier. Played up in the Northwoods League last year. The 0-1 from Decker. Runner goes. Fouled off. So Gauthier just recently got committed to Northern Illinois. He was at Illinois State, so he's doing the Illinois tour. Now, Gauthier, I don't know if he knows this or not, but he's got a future teammate out there in right field in Eric Arado. So back to Gauthier's summer league experience. Again, he's playing for the Pulaski River Turtles now. Had to play, listen to this team name after this pitch, 0-2. Oh, strike three. We'll go ahead and give it to you anyways as Gauthier down on strikes. The other team that Gauthier played for, the Green Bay Booyah. How about that? Of the Northwoods League. So he's down on strikes, two outs in the inning. As Weems at first, and here's Kellen Strohmeyer, a third straight hitter in the order who didn't play in game one. First pitch from Decker, misses the zone, 1-0. Strohmeyer from Iowa did not play in 2023, but a big prospect. He was at one time committed to play at UNC, Chapel Hill. They check on the runner, and it gets away from Gardner. Weems gets up quickly, and he'll sprint down to second base. So likely an error there on Decker. Gardner normally sure-handed over there at first. He's a big guy, 6'4", 225. Not much gets past him at first base, but had a little trouble on the throw. I'm thinking they'll give the error to Decker. One of the count to Strohmeyer. Decker brings it. Hit out the second. Buchanan can't get there. Here comes the runner around. And it'll be a run for Pulaski. Weems. It's the little things in baseball, right? As it's a 1-0 game, Pulaski out in front. The error allows Weems to move up to second. They did charge that error to Decker on the pickoff throw. And so Weems advances to second and scores on that ground ball into center field. So those things kind of add up, don't they? So 1-0, River Turtles lead it. Strohmeyer at first after the RBI single. And here's Kyle Cincinnati, the catcher. First pitch hit towards Gardner. He gets this one and steps on the bag with his left foot. And that'll do it. But Pulaski capitalizes on an error in the second inning, and they lead it today for the first time against Bristol, I think all season, across two games and change. We'll be right back with the bottom of the second right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
One to nothing our score, bottom of inning number two. As Pulaski gets on the board, capitalizing on an error by the pitcher Brandon Decker, who threw a ball away on an attempted pickoff throw to get Weems. He moves up to second and scores on the single by Strohmeyer. And that's why we've got a 1-0 ball game here early in the second inning. Again, if you've been with me the whole time tonight, you already know this, but just in case you're tuning in late, we got a bit of a late start here for game two because this is the second game we've played today. Normally, home games start at 7 o'clock, but tonight we had a doubleheader starting at 5. Bristol wins game one, 7-4, and they'll look to sweep the doubleheader here tonight against Pulaski, and they will have to come back from behind as they trail 1-0 early. Gardner, Kinneberg, Buchanan scheduled to hit in the second inning. State Liners had a base runner on in the first after a two-out single by Dalton Bargo, but he was left stranded. And we're ready to go with inning number two. As Aries Gardner, his first at-bat of the day. First pitch called a strike. Gardner with that big pink bat. You got to say it every time you see it. 0-1. Nearly hit Gardner inside. One ball, one strike. I know we often get viewers from Aries' family watching us. If you can tell me the story about the pink bat, please do so. 1-1 outside. And now I'm going to ask for a story. I was asking for a story from Bristol's side. Now I want to hear from Pulaski. Manning West, the starter for the River Turtles. Got to know the background for that name. 2-1 outside. It's 3-1. I'll tell you what, growing up here in Bristol, Tennessee, on the other side of the street, I was a big Peyton Manning fan. Three balls, one strike. There's ball four. Gardner down to first. Leadoff walk, and Kinneberg will hit with one on and none out. So Peyton Manning is sort of a folk legend in these parts. We're about 2 hours from Knoxville, Tennessee, where he played his college ball at the University of Tennessee and went on to the Indianapolis Colts and Denver Broncos, a storied career. And anytime you see a Manning, you can't help but think, is that the reason? Could he be named after one of the Manning guys? First pitch called a strike to Kinneberg. So if the West family is listening, I would love to hear that story. Shoot us a text, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. 0-1 the count. Kinneberg the hitter. Kinneberg fouls it off. 0-2 the count. Pulaski leads it 1-0, bottom of the second. State Liners looking for a sweep of the River Turtles here on Thursday. One more game with Pulaski tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. 0-2. Ball one. Waste pitch by West off the plate. Kinneberg in the first ball game. Did have a hit. He was 1-for-3 with a walk. 1-2. And outside again. Nice block by Cincinnati behind the plate. Now, we didn't get to chat much about Cincinnati. And when I say Cincinnati, of course, I'm referring to the catcher, not the city. But I'll tell you, Cincinnati, the catcher, is a very good defensive catcher. 2-2. Look at that block right there. That skip up and into the glove. Right on cue, Kyle Cincinnati from Maryland Eastern Shore. So average 212 this year for Maryland Eastern Shore. 33 hits, only one extra base hit. But what he is great at is throwing runners out. We'll see if he's got a chance tonight. Runner goes, 3-2. Kinneberg flies out to right field. Gardner slams on the brakes. Gauthier squeezes it, but Gardner back easily. Nice throw out there by Gauthier to make it a play. So one out in the second. Kinneberg down on the fly ball. And here comes Seth Buchanan, the second baseman. But to go further on Kyle Cincinnati, the catcher for Pulaski, he was top of the conference this year in throwing out runners. He threw out 24 base stealers this year. And his first pitch in there to Buchanan called a strike. He threw out 37.5% of the base runners that tried to steal on him this year. And that's sort of his claim to fame as the 0-1 to Buchanan. And there's a block again from behind the plate by Cincinnati. So to keep going, if you do any kind of research on Kyle, you'll see that on Twitter, every time he throws somebody out, someone posts a picture of Kyle from his childhood. One ball, two strikes after the foul ball. So when Kyle pegs a runner on the bases, somebody posts a picture of Kyle as a child and says, essentially, you just got thrown out by this kid. So he's kind of become a Twitter legend in the Maryland Eastern Shore parts. Another good block from him behind the plate. Two balls, two strikes. You can already tell here in already the second inning just how good he is defensively behind the plate. And a lot of people say you want someone offensive behind the plate, but give me defense all day long back there. 2-2 lifted down the line, and it gets out of play off the field house. Nice chase by White, the first baseman. If you missed it in the first game, he made a heck of a play down the third baseline. He played third base in the first game. It was a foul ball late in the game. It was over towards the railing, you know, and it's got the yellow topper on it. You know what I'm talking about with the baseball fields, that yellow topper to make sure you don't get your arm stuck on the fence. He reached right over it and made a play. Buchanan swings at the 2-2, and he's down on strikes for out number two here in the second, and Nick Arias will try to make something happen with this leadoff walk. Two outs in the inning. Arias was the designated hitter in game one. Ended up going 0 for 3, but reached base twice. He walked and scored a run, and then reached on an error as well. First pitch from West. Breaking ball in there for a strike. West off to a good start. Remember, he didn't have any action at Oklahoma State, which is, again, another powerhouse program. Foul ball straight back. Again, that's in our zip code. That ball goes right back. And I'm going to tell you again, if we get one in the right spot, I'm going to have to get out of the way. We've told our regular listeners on a few occasions, there's a couple baseball-sized holes in the wall behind me from over the years where baseballs have snuck in and dented the drywall as Arias flies one out of play down the right field line. Haven't had one in the booth yet, but a couple have been close. No balls, two strikes. Gardner the runner at first. Stateliners trying not to waste a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the second. Manning West, the pitch. Arias out to second. Kennel, Fields, throws to first, and there's out number three. So how about the start by Manning West? This powerful Bristol offense unable to get on the board in the first or second inning. Pulaski takes their 1-0 lead into the third right after this on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Located in the highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
One to nothing our score. Pulaski leads it here in the top of the third. They pushed a run across just last inning as Brandon Decker back out for his third inning of work. So far for Decker, two innings, two strikeouts. The run, it's kind of, isn't it funny how this works with the error? When the pitcher makes an error, which Decker did when he threw that ball away and the run comes in to score, it's not counted as an earned run. So no earned runs for Decker, even though he was the one that committed the error to allow the run to score. So just some baseball fun there with statistics. 9-1-2, Christopher Hund, the nine-hitter. First pitch on the corner, strike one. Hund also did not play in game one. Plays for the Long Island Sharks up there in the Brooklyn area. 0-1 off the plate. Hund is a really good defensive second baseman. Saw him make a play for the Sharks earlier this year on a Twitter clip where he got horizontal and dove after one. 2-1 the count. He struggled a bit, though, here for Pulaski. Just three of his first 29. Long Island made the Baseball World Series last year as a 2-1 breaking ball from Decker called strike two. Hund also had a big game on April 22nd for the Sharks. A grand slam, his first career against Merrimack, 2-2. This one a slow grounder to short. Arias, nice job on the short hop, Fields throws, and that will do it for Hund in the third. And it's top of the order coming up, Ethan Belk. Belk will be playing his college ball at Wofford coming up in the spring. First pitch nearly got him in the box, 1-0. Belk was the first out of the ball game, a ground out to the shortstop Arias to start inning number one. 1-0 breaking ball. Looking good out there from Brandon Decker. It's 1-1. Interesting to see how far Decker goes in this ball game. 1-1. Breaking ball, strike two. You can tell Decker likes to be in a rhythm out there. He gets the ball right back and is ready to go. Gets his signal, likes the call, the 1-2. Just a bit outside. Decker made for the MLB pitch clock rules, which, of course, the college game has adopted that as well. 2-2. As the breaking ball skips off of the backstop Bargo, and we're full. If you guys, I'm sure you guys are baseball fans if you're watching, but if you're Major League Baseball fans, what are your thoughts on the pitch clock this year? I'm a big fan of it myself. I really like some of the changes they made. 3-2. Hit right out the center. Austin on a few steps in. Retires Belk on a hard hit line drive. Two outs. From the pitch clock to the bigger bases, which is sort of a minor thing, but taking the shift away and all that, I think it's made the game a little more exciting for those that don't adore the game as much as some of us. First pitch to Ryan Kennel, called a strike. Kennel struck out in the first. No balls, one strike. Decker from the windup. Nearly got the back foot of Kennel, but he got it out of the way. Counts even. Had a great note from Tim Hayes, who's the beat reporter for this team, for the Bristol Herald Courier. 5 wins for Bristol at home this year, as the 1-1 breaking ball didn't catch the corner. 5-4 is Bristol's record here at home this year. They won 5 games at home all of last season. Just won 14 games last year. 2-1. Chopped out the short. Arias sits back on it. Gathers, throws, got him again. Arias has been busy at shortstop tonight. That's 3 ground balls he's had to field, and he's done them all very well. 3 up, 3 down, inning in the third. 1-0, Pulaski leads it. Bristol looks to get on the board. When we come back from this break, we'll be right back on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Look for your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back, fans, to Bristol, Virginia. Pulaski leads it 1-0 here early, bottom of the third. Although it's not quite as early as usual, just 7 innings in this ball game. Bristol wins game 1 of the doubleheader earlier today. That game started at 5 o'clock. 7-4 victory for the State Liners to push them back to 500 on the year, 10-10. And that's not a bad record 20 games in. They've got some ground to make up in the Appy League West, 5 games back of the leaders, Johnson City. Manning West out for his third inning of work. First pitch to Joe Cardinale, called strike one. Cardinale hitting 244 this year so far. Goes after the pitch off the plate. He immediately turned around, asked Anthony Atkinson, was that a strike or did my bat go around? All I saw was a head nod. 0-2. Ooh, good-looking pitch, but nice take by Cardinale. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2. Off the plate again as West tries to nibble at the corners here to retire Joe Cardinale. Here's a ground ball out to second. Backhand on the slide by Kennel. Throws from his tush and retires Cardinale. Nice play out there by Kennel. One out in the third. So here's Jordan Austin. He hit the first pitch he saw out to second and was retired in the first. Much like Arias has had several chances for Bristol, it's been the second baseman, Ryan Kennel, who's had to do some work out there defensively for Pulaski. He's had 3 opportunities, and he's 3-for-3 in throwing out runners at first base. 1-0 off the plate. Austin in the midst of a nice season here for Bristol, setting the tone at the top of this order. 2-0. And now 3-0 as another borderline pitch goes the way of ball 3. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors for Pulaski. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error for Bristol thus far. 3-0, 4-pitch walk. So Austin jogs down to first. And Eric Arado strolls to the plate, the lefty. Now we know that Austin has got some speed. So anytime he gets on base, he is a threat to run. He's up to 8 steals. So he could go at any moment. West in the stretch. Hasn't had to do that much tonight. First pitch to Irado. Swing and a miss. Well, he's got a piece of it, looked like. Fouled it off. Cincinnati unable to hold on to it behind the plate. Arado struck out in the first inning. 1-for-3 in game 1 with a walk and a run scored. 0-1 from West. Arado, that's a foul ball souvenir for some fans out here on the hill. Nice crowd tonight. Coming in, realizing, hey, we get 14 innings of baseball tonight, don't we? Sort of a late-arriving crowd, though, as not many were here at 5 when we started game 1, but they've rolled in here. Runner goes, 0-2, slap towards second. Here's Kennel again, another opportunity, and he retires Arado. So Austin, it's up to second base. Probably would have had the base stolen had it not been hit fair. Arado, retired for the second out of the third. And now Bargo hits with 2 outs yet again. Now Bargo has the only hit in the ballgame for Bristol thus far. It was a 2-out single in the first inning. If he can get a 2-out single here, the money would be on Austin to score from second with his speed. First pitch, Bargo takes it down and in. Bargo, we told you earlier, is in the transfer portal. He spoke with Tim Hayes, our beat reporter, a few days ago and told him he's nearing a decision. 1-0, there's that single with 2 outs. Austin touches third, and it's not going to be close at home. As Austin comes in to score, there's that 2-out single again by Dalton Bargo, and we're tied at 1 here in the third. Exactly what the doctor ordered there for Dalton Bargo. A couple of base knocks. Again, we told you he's up near the top of the Appy League in hits. Top 5 at that. So add a few more to his total here tonight. And here's Nick Strong. West in the stretch brings one to Strong, who swings at the first pitch he sees and waves at it 0-1. Kind of picking up a tendency here for Strong. He likes that first pitch quite a bit. First pitch he saw in game one, he hit a rocket out to left center, an RBI double. 0-1. Strong, another swing and a miss, 0-2. Strong, aggressive in the batter's box. 298 average, 389 on base percentage. Oh, 2 the count. West brings it. Strong grounds one to third, but it's foul. Got past the glove of Hund over there, but it was just left of the third base bag. Third base coach Tommy Murphy thought that might have been a fair ball. Nonetheless, 0-2 after the foul ball by Strong. West comes set. He's ready to bring the 0-2. Here it comes. That one about 50 feet. Nice block by Cincinnati behind the plate. If you didn't believe us about the defensive work by Cincinnati behind the plate, you're seeing it on display here. One, two, the count to Strong. Bargo, the runner at first, in a tie ball game. That one off the plate outside. Again, another good block by Cincinnati. He's a magnet back there behind the plate. Two, two, two outs. Strong, the hitter. The pitch from West. Bargo's running. Strong hits a high fly ball to left, but it should be playable for Weems. Into the gap. And that'll be out number three. So Bargo picks up another single. This time drives in a run, and we're tied at 1-3. Fourth inning coming up right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All tied up through three innings, 1-1 ball game. After Dalton Bargo drives in Jordan Austin in the bottom of the third to knot the score at 1. Brandon Decker back out for his fourth inning of work. And it's been a good start for him. Three innings, two strikeouts. Only two hits and one run scored. It was not earned, but the error was charged to Decker. So it's good for the ERA anyways, right? Just 39 pitches for Decker through the first three innings. I'm not great at math, but I believe that's 13 pitches an inning for Brandon Decker. And he'll look to have another efficient inning. But a little tough spot in the order here. 3-4-5, Samuel White, Irvin Weems, Jackson Lovich scheduled to hit. And a good spot here for the River Turtles as they look to regain the lead. They scored one in the second after an RBI single by Kellen Strohmeyer before Bristol notched it up last half inning. Pitch from Decker. Ball one outside. One-oh from Decker on the way. They Here's a strike. White grounded out to third in his first at bat. Told you about the defensive play he made early on in game one. 1-for-3 in game one as well, had a single. 1-1 from Decker. Breaking ball, lifted foul, and sort of back our way, but it'll get over the press box. There's a little walkway here in front of me. We're up in a press box here facing the field, of course. The stands down in front of us, and there's a walkway where the concession stand is, some concrete. My dream is we get a one hopper off the concrete into the box. 1-2, soft liner, Arias, no problem. Looked like that was either off the end of the bat by White or a shattered bat, as it didn't have too much speed on it. Arias with the jump catch, one down in the fourth. Here's Irvin Weems. Weems scored the first run of the ball game for Pulaski as the breaking ball from Decker down in the dirt, 1-0. I told you in game one just how impressive Weems' resume is from San Diego State, the 1-0, also misses. Just to reinforce that for Weems, 20-year-old from San Diego State, was the Mountain West co-freshman of the year in 2022. Hit 400 on-base percentage for San Diego State earlier this year. Has a 2-0 in there for a strike. 29 runs, 38 hits, 13 extra base hits, including three homers. 2-1. And ball three. Weems trying to work his way on once again. Originally from Las Vegas, Nevada. His mom has already checked in with us on our text line tonight. Appreciate you. 3-1. Hit out to right. That's going to get down. Arado chasing it towards the wall. Weems thinking 2. He'll try it. Here's the throw. The relay is in time. Give the credit to Eric Arado, who ran that ball down in the right field corner, made a sharp throw to Buchanan, who didn't have to move, and the relay throw was just as good as Arias tags out Weems. It'll be a single. But Weems put out at second on trying to advance. There's two outs in the fourth. That's just a hint of what Eric Arado brings to this team. Not only his on-base skills at the plate, but what he can do defensively. First pitch to Lovich, called a strike. And that just really pumps up your pitcher. Anytime you give up a base hit and your defense comes in and throws him out trying to advance. 0-1 breaking ball downstairs. Tell you what, Lovich from the University of Missouri probably knows Dalton Bargo pretty well. 1-1 hit foul. Lovich and Bargo teammates at Missouri this year. And, of course, Bargo catching tonight. So they're right in the same area here. Lovich, 19 years old, hit a homer against Bristol earlier this year in that game back on June 23rd. He's currently in the transfer portal. Was picked by the Mets in the 19th round of the 2022 draft. Liner off the glove of Decker. Fields throws. Lovich made it a close play, but Decker finds it again. Three batters come to the plate for the second inning in a row, despite the single, thanks to a great assist out there and right by Eric Arado. 1-1 ball game. Bristol will try to take the lead when we return for the bottom of the fourth on the State Liners Baseball Network.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
First pitch coming up here, bottom of the fourth, Aries Gardner ready to hit in a 1-1 ball game. Lifts the first pitch out towards shallow left. Weems coming in a few steps, back to his left, and one pitch, one out. Gardner retired in the fourth. Sort of a rare night for Gardner. He did get a walk in the second inning. That's sort of right up his alley, and I guess he didn't play in the second or the first game. It's one of those where Gardner's normally on base all the time, and he's only been on base once, but forgot he didn't play in game one. All right, Joe Kinneberg, first pitch up high. Kinneberg 0 for 1 in this ball game, flew out to right. He's 1 for 3 in game one with a run scored. Sort of an interesting story for Kinneberg. We told you earlier his dad, Bill, manages this Stateliner squad. And back in the early 2000s, Bill was a pitching coach here for the Chicago White Sox minor league team. As Kinneberg hits one out the left, there's a base knock. Bobbled by Weems. Kinneberg a big turn around first, but no advance. So we'll see if we can keep chatting about Kinneberg here as Buchanan strolls to the plate. So young Joe Kinneberg was here in Bristol when he was probably 2-3 years old or so. As this team here in the Appalachian League, all the teams used to be affiliated with major league teams. Bristol was affiliated with the Tigers, the White Sox, the Pirates for many years, before this new rendition of the Summer College League. So this is not his first stint in Bristol. Swing and a miss by Buchanan, 0-1. Joe's got a story about when his dad was the pitching coach here. Of course, the young Joe would get out on the field, play wiffle ball, do his thing, run around the outfield grass, and there he goes on a steal attempt. The throw down is, wow, what a play. The throw went right into the glove of Kennel, and Joe Kinneberg slid right into it. Wow. Not the greatest throw, I would say, by the catcher Cincinnati. We talked about his prowess for throwing out base stealers. But he's just got, he knew what he was doing maybe. A one hopper into the glove of Kennel. He looked up kind of like, I think I just tagged him out in time. So two outs as Buchanan hits with two strikes in the 0-2. Strike three. Just like that, the inning's over and my story went kaput, huh? So three batters come to the plate here in the fourth. 1-2-3 innings on both sides after a couple singles are erased by some nice defensive plays. Pitcher's duel here from Bristol. Fifth inning coming up next in a 1-1 ball game. We'll be right back after this.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look for your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. We got a tie game here in the top of inning number five, as both these pitchers have kind of been zooming through. That those in the press box up here might say I just jinxed everything. Knock on wood. Thankfully, we have wood paneling around us. First pitch misses from Decker. I think if you would have told Bill Kenneberg that Decker would work into the fifth tonight, he would have been very pleased. Decker normally a reliever out of the bullpen. 1-0, fouled straight back. Appreciate the comment from Tony out in Las Vegas. Says, I'm loving all the fun facts and history you're talking about, learning a lot about Bristol. Well, if you have any questions, Tony, or anybody else, send them my way. 1-1, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Truth is, I actually grew up here in Bristol, was born and raised here, so I'm not the expert, but I've got some info. 1-2, strike three swinging. That's Gauthier down on strikes for the second time today. One up, one down in the fifth. Bristol's kind of a small town. We told you about it being a community of two different states, Tennessee and Virginia side. I grew up on the Tennessee side. The high school on the Tennessee side, get this, is called Bristol Tennessee High School. High school on the Virginia side, Bristol Virginia High School. Pitch from Decker misses upstairs. They would they used to play in football every year. It was a big rivalry in the town, though the Tennessee High School is a little bit bigger than Virginia High. 1-0, swing and a miss by Strohmeyer, who had the RBI single last time. But they called it the VT game, Virginia-Tennessee. Tennessee High got the better of Virginia High most of the time. 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. But there was one year, probably the early 2010s, where Virginia High pulled the upset, and this town went insane. 1-2, off the plate, two balls, two strikes. Decker comes ready. 2-2 to Strohmeyer. Breaking ball, just missed. We're full. Three balls, two strikes. Decker looking to retire yet another River Turtle. I think he went around. They're going to check him. Oh, they'll say he did not. Wow. That drew the ire of some fans here. I think they were thinking like me that he went around. But instead, it's a 3-2 walk. Strohmeyer reaches for the second time today. And here's Kyle Cincinnati, who just threw out Kenneberg at second. Tie ball game, top of the fifth. One out. Decker on the mound for Bristol. Pitch. Looked good from here, but missed the zone apparently, 1-0. So again, I'll tell you, it's hard to tell stories with Brandon Decker on the mound because he works so fast. I guess with runners on, he maybe slows down a hair. 1-0 from Decker. Slapped foul. So yeah, I kind of, it's very different, Tony, from Las Vegas, I'll tell you that. Although there was just a casino put in here in Bristol, Virginia, believe it or not, and that was a big controversial issue for a small community like this. But it's up, 1-1, gets past Bargo, and there goes Strohmeyer up to second. So runner in scoring position. Prior to the walk of Strohmeyer, let's see, there were just two retired. But Decker's really been mowing through this Pulaski order. Gave up a single to Weems, but of course he was thrown out at second, trying to stretch it. 2-1 the count. Here's one off the fifth. Strohmeyer's going to advance to third. Arias, man, he is smooth. Made that slow grounder look quite easy. So two outs. Strohmeyer does advance to third. And here comes Christopher Hund. Two outs in the inning. Arias has been quite busy at short tonight. Counting up the plays he's made. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Four ground outs and a liner. Big spot in the ball game. Pulaski trying to take the lead. A bunt with two outs. Wow. It's almost as if Hund showed bunt to put it down. then looked at the dug. He looked at the scoreboard out in left field and said, "Oh, there's two outs." Of course, the other thing about Bristol is Bristol Motor Speedway. We talked about that a little earlier today. If you're a NASCAR fan, 0-1 Hunt fouls that one right over our heads. You know, I know Las Vegas has got a racetrack as well, but how about all the talk about baseball potentially coming to Las Vegas with the Oakland A's moving? I believe that was made official. Got an NFL team over there. You'll have an NBA team before too long, I'd say. 0-2, swing and a miss. Hun down on strikes, and Decker is through five innings, only allowing one run. And somebody's got to score soon, right? Maybe we'll get an extra inning game tonight. That'd be fun. Bottom of the fifth coming up next. State Liners have 8-9-1 ready to hit. And we'll see if they can break the tie when we return on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
All right, welcome back. Still tied here in Bristol. 1-1 ball game. It's been a good one, though. Had both games today, this doubleheader, sort of been a little different. Lots of runs in game one, 7-4, Bristol winner. But here it's 1-1 in a pitcher's duel. Both Brandon Decker and Manning West showing what they got on the mound here tonight. This is Nick Arias. First pitch, swing and a miss out in front of it. He grounded out the second in the second. Again, we've sort of made note of this, but for Bristol, a lot of the balls have been hit over to short Nick Arias. For Pulaski, it's been the second baseman, Kennel, who's had quite a bit of work tonight. He even took, he had that great tag on that stolen base attempt by Joe Kinneberg. Ball and a strike, the count to Arias. There's a strike. One ball, two strikes. And we talked about some of the history of Bristol, and we'd be happy to talk more about it if you have any specific questions. 1-2. Nowhere close all the way to the backstop. But I was reading about the River Turtles a little bit. And, you know, there's always interesting stories about these minor league teams or college summer league teams on how they get their names. And obviously they're trying to be real creative. State Liners is pretty obvious. We talked about the state line down downtown. 2-2. Grounded right back to West. Reaches up, gloves it, and flips to first. That's a big man out there, West, 6'6". Good luck getting one over top of him. As Arias out on the grounder, here comes Cardinale. I was reading earlier about the River Turtles and how they got their name. According to the Virginia Herpetological Society, I hope I said that right, 20 different species of turtles reside within Virginia's state boundaries. Over half of those can be found in the New River Valley where the town of Pulaski is located. As first pitch to Cardinale, called ball one. So that is the sort of the nod to the turtle name for Pulaski, 1-0. There's a strike. So the inspiration behind the River Turtles name was based on feedback from the baseball community as well as a renewed commitment to family-friendly culture for the River Turtles. 1-1, called strike two. Some fascinating names in this league. My personal favorite, Sock Puppets in Burlington. Awesome name, but even more if you know the history behind it. 1-2. Cardinale gets a piece to stay alive. So for Burlington, they are one of the largest distributors of hosiery in the world. And They get the sock puppet's name from that. So, love to see the creativity. 1-2. That pitch hit Cardinale. I'm not sure where it hit him. It made kind of a tough sound, maybe off of like his elbow, maybe? You might have had a better view than I did. I bet it was his, his guard on his elbow, because that made a sound like it didn't hit a person, that it hit something hard, and it wasn't the helmet, it wasn't the bat. So I guess that's why they wear those elbow guards. So with one out, Cardinale on first, he represents the go-ahead run, and here's the top of the order, Jordan Austin. Runner goes, he's got speed, throw down. Remember, Cardinale's got an arm. Safe. What a slide by Cardinale. You don't see too many runners steal on Kyle Cincinnati. He threw that one out of the crouch. Cardinale had a good jump and almost was hosed. So now the go-ahead run's in scoring position for Jordan Austin, who's yet to have a hit in this ball game. Had a couple earlier. This one out to left. Driving Weems back. Reaches up over his shoulder. I'll tell you, Austin put a drive into that baseball, and momentarily it looked like maybe Weems was burnt. But, no, he was just playing it casual out there and left. He said, I got it. No worries. Two outs in the fifth inning. Bristol's got a runner on second after the hit-by-pitch and the stolen base by Cardinale. And here comes Eric Arado. A base hit could give Bristol the lead for the first time in the ballgame. Tony says that they grew up in Baltimore, but Irvin grew up in Vegas when he turned 6 years old. From Baltimore to Las Vegas, that's quite the move. First pitch to Arado off the plate, 1-0. Got a good friend who was born in Baltimore. 1-0. Misses low. Again, we told you about the on-base skills for Arado. Excellent spot in the order for him in the two-hole in front of these big hitters. You get Austin and Arado, two guys who get on base quite a bit. Let the middle of this order drive them in. RBI chance here, 2-0. Ball three. I tell you, Wes is throwing gas out there right now. We're talking about the fifth inning. You think these guys are starting to slow down a bit? West up towards 75, well, now 76 pitches. 3-0. There's a strike. Arado probably taking all the way there on 3-0. Cardinale at second after his third stolen base of the year. In position to give Bristol the lead. 3-1. And ball four. Cincinnati heads out to the mound for a quick chat with his pitcher. 77 pitches for West. We'll make it 78 now after the walk. I'd say he's got a little bit more time. As it looks like the pitching coach, Chris Monroe, for Pulaski, just stepped out of the dugout and kind of pointed at someone down the right field line to say, hey, start stretching out there. So, big spot in the ballgame, two on, two out, and here's Dalton Bargo, who's been Mr. Everything for Bristol tonight. He singled in the first, and then singled again in the third, and picked up an RBI. First pitch to Bargo, here it comes. Hit out towards center, hit well, belt going back, it's over his head! Bargo's got extra bases. One run scores. Here comes Arado. He scores. It's a triple for Dalton Bargo. He's 3-for-3, and he's driven in all three runs tonight for Bristol. They lead it 3-1. Have an evening, Dalton Bargo. Two singles and a triple. Belk, the center fielder out there, he seemed like he had a beat on it, kind of like what we saw with Weems in left, but I think he maybe just underestimated how hard that ball was hit. So Dalton Bargo having an excellent game. Remember, against Pulaski last Friday, he had five hits. Tonight he's got three in a seven-inning game. as Nick Strong fouls off the first pitch he sees. Not often that you see a catcher get a triple. But according to my records, that's the first triple of the year for Bristol. 0-1 misses up high. One ball, one strike. The count to Nick Strong. 1-1 up high. Two balls and a strike. Strong sits on it. Strike two. In the lower part of the zone. Pitcher warming up down the right field line for Pulaski is Nicholas Wyrick, a sophomore at Marshall. And he kind of throws submarine. You can see his funky delivery from here. 2-2. Swing and a miss by Nick Strong, and that'll do it for the fifth. But how about Dalton Bargo? A two RBI triple, the first triple of the season for Bristol. And it was in a big spot as they now lead it 3-1, just two innings to go in this seven-inning contest. And game two of our doubleheader, sixth inning, coming up next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Well, there's the big inning we were looking for. As it's 3-1, Bristol, bottom of the fifth. Two runs come in on one swing of the bat. Dalton Bargo, a triple out to deep center field over the head of Ethan Belk. The difference in the ball game. And how about this difference? Brandon Decker is back out there for the sixth. So Decker, normally the closer for this Bristol team, they give him the ball to start this ball game, sort of a bullpen game. And he is cruising right now. And again, you probably say, you just jinxed it, Chris. Way to go. Decker's line thus far, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was not earned. 4 strikeouts and a walk. First pitch to Ethan Belk. Belk, the center fielder for Pulaski. 0 for 2. 1-0 pitch. And there's ball two. We haven't really seen much action in the Bristol bullpen down the left field line. Decker's up at 70 pitches, so say maybe a few more. 2-0. Breaking ball. Strike one. So Decker, it's one of those things where he started the game in a seven-inning game. Who comes in to close it for him? Is it him? 2-1. There's strike two. Got a note from Dalton Bargo's grandmother out in Nebraska. She said, that was a shot. Good job, D. Absolutely. He crushed that baseball. 2-2 count. The pitch. Foul ball down the right field line. It'll get out of play. It'd be fascinating to see how Kinneberg handles this for Bristol. Again, no one loosening down the left field line. Starting to feel like Decker could go the distance here, depending on how this sixth inning unfolds. 2-2 off the plate, and we're full. 1-2-3 hitters here for Pulaski in the inning. Belk, Kennel, White. If Pulaski's going to get the lead back, This might be their best shot. 3-2. Ground ball to the left side. Kinneberg cuts it off, bobbles it, throws in time. Nice stretch by Gardner. And there's one out in the sixth. We've seen Kinneberg do a really good job this year on those slow rollers in between short and third to get to that ball. When you're the third baseman, you've got all that momentum when you field it. Shortstop, if he's got to get there, it's going to be deep in the hole. You're moving the other direction. Nicely played by Kinneberg. One down. First pitch from Decker to Ryan Kennel. Misses inside. Kennel 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. 1-0. There's ball two. You get the sense that Decker might be Might be getting towards the end of his pitch count, 2-0 in there for a strike. Two-one pitch from Decker. Breaking ball, fouled. Oh, off the light pole, look out. Didn't quite get a light, but off of the pole, that ball was going way out of play and bounced right back into the stands. 2-2. Breaking ball, hit out the short. Here's that backhand. Oh, Arias couldn't get it. Right under his glove as it rolls out into left field. And there's a base knock for Pulaski and perhaps a chance here to make something happen in the sixth. Samuel White will hit and represent the tying run. Sam White 0 for 2 tonight. Only 4 hits in the entire ball game for Pulaski. 4 for Bristol as well, as a swing and a miss there by White. 0-1. Pitch from Decker. Here comes. Oh, past the glove of Bargo. So Kennel down to second. If you're Pulaski, of course you'd love to grab two here, maybe even more. But getting one here would make a world of difference. Going into the seventh with potentially a one-run game versus two could be big. Pulaski wants more here in the sixth. 1-1. White fouls it off strongly down the left field line. Now we're starting to see some action down the left field line. See a couple guys getting loose down there. And just on from the naked eye, trying to see who that might be. I'm thinking one is Vicioso, perhaps, the lefty. They've got a lefty and a righty down there warming up. 1-2. White fouls one off. Giving chase is Kinneberg, but it's into the stands. It was a ball hit in a similar spot earlier that White made a great defensive play in game one at third base. I think that's Shane O'Neill getting loose, the righty down the line. I know the O'Neill said they were watching the game tonight. Maybe we'll see Shane in the seventh. 1-2, slow grounder, Decker fields. He's going to step on the bag himself. One unassisted, Brandon Decker. It was a smart play there by White to slow down because Kennel was running. He moves up to third base and forced Decker to step on the base rather than tagging the runner. So two outs. The potential tying run is in the batter's box, Irvin Weems. He's 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. This is the guy you want up for Pulaski. First pitch called a strike. I was going to see if he had any homers this year for the River Turtles. Don't believe so. But I know he's got some home run pop. Checking my notes here. had 3 homers for San Diego State this year. 5 homers in his freshman year. So, yes, he's got the pop. 1-1, misses the zone, 2 balls and a strike. Big at bat here. Weems looking to at least make it a 1-run game. 2-1. Off the end of the bat, foul, and it's 2-2. I would say with the way this inning has gone, we likely won't see Decker in the 7th. He's up at 89 pitches. Two count. Decker, here comes. Strike 3 and a fist pump from Brandon Decker. He gets out of the inning with no runs across. And likely what was his last pitch of the ball game. How about Brandon Decker, folks? A big strikeout of arguably the best hitter in the Pulaski lineup. 3-1 ball game. And we told you earlier about that 7th inning stretch. Well, they're going to do it in the 6th inning here. So everybody stand up from home, stretch it out, sing along with us. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Bottom 6 coming up next. Bristol leads it 3-1. All right, back quickly here in Bristol. 3-1 our score, as this could be the last opportunity for the State Liners to grab an insurance run. They lead it 3-1. It'll be 5-6-7. Gardner, Kinneberg, Buchanan here in the 6th, and a new pitcher on the mound for Pulaski. It's Nicholas Weirich. Weirich, one of the better arms on this Pulaski roster. 0-1, 2.45 ERA across 7 1/3 innings. First pitch nearly hit Gardner, and you can see there already on that first pitch sort of a underhand submarine type of throw, type of pitch. 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 Ks to 3 walks, sort of a different look as a strike to Gardner. Following a Twitter conversation earlier this week about changing up the way guys throw and so on. 1-1, swing and a miss. Gardner looks like he got a piece into the glove, 1-2. But, you know, in the tendency in the coaching world is to make every pitcher kind of look the same, have the same mechanics. There's only one way to throw strikes. 1-2, Gardner goes around. I think he did. And there's a strikeout for Gardner as he's tough assignment to be the first guy to face Weirich. And he passes on some knowledge to Joe Kinneberg as he walks to the plate. But anyways, to wrap up that conversation, this is why you don't do that. The human body's made so differently, every person. different spin, different lengths, different strides. There's no one way for everybody. And it's oftentimes the unconventional guys like Weirich who find so much success as he has a quick chat with his catcher, Cincinnati. Weirich off to a great start here. As we told you, 2.45 ERA. Struggled a bit with Marshall this year. 12.32 ERA across 19 innings. That was his sophomore season. His dad played baseball at Eastern Kentucky University. First pitch to Kinneberg, misses downstairs. Weirich's goal is to play professional baseball after his time at Marshall. 1-0. Pass the bat of Kinneberg. Ball and a strike. Weirich, depending on how things wrap up for him in his college career, you could totally see why a major league team would be interested in his delivery as a swing and a miss. Kinneberg struggling a bit, trying to find it. Imagine being able to bring a guy like this in after a hard thrower or a soft lefty or anything as the 1-2 skips in. I coached my younger brother for many years, was very involved in Little League organization here locally. That's where a lot of my baseball comes from. Loved baseball growing up, but coached kids, 12-year-olds, for upwards of 10 years. 2-2. Kinneberg. It's a slow roller to third, fielded by Hund. The throw, what a scoop at first by White. That's a heck of a defensive player right there. We saw him make a great play at third, now a nice scoop at first to retire Kinneberg. So Buchanan will hit next with two outs. But to wrap up that story, my brother, I coach my younger brother. I'm actually 31 years old. Got two kids at home myself, but coached my younger brother, who's about 6 years younger than me. Coached him all the way up through youth ball. First pitch, Buchanan. Oh, my goodness. He just, I think, took out a Pulaski player, or nearly did. That was a line shot. Sent one River Turtle down back into the dugout. But my brother, he was a decent little pitcher, but he didn't throw very hard. First thing they did when they got to high school level is, would you throw submarine? 0-1 skips to the backstop, 1-1. But you see some of these teams, you take a guy who kind of has a flat pitch or doesn't have a lot of great movement and say, hey, we're just going to try to make you as different as possible to see if you can have that kind of success. And Weirich certainly in that category, 1-1 inside. Bristol won the first game of our doubleheader. 7-4, they're looking for a two-game sweep today. 2-1, Buchanan. Here's a slow chopper to second. Kennel over. Buchanan beat it. That was going to be a tough play for anybody. Kennel's had a lot of work tonight, but with Buchanan's speed, he just slapped one in play and reached here with two outs, and that brings up Nick Arias. Another comment from Tony said Irvin is just activated on Monday with Pulaski. So, no, he doesn't have any homers yet. Well, he hasn't had much time, has he? I'm sure it will come. So the pitch to Arias with two outs and a runner at first. Buchanan going, walking lead. Ball thrown into center. Oh, they're called a balk. Oh, Buchanan was thinking about three, and I suppose that Weirich had a problem disengaging the rubber there. Buchanan was leaning heavily towards second base. He just took off before Weirich ever threw the pitch. They yelled step off and just had a tough job disengaging the rubber. It is interesting, though, with these pitchers that throw this kind of sidearm underneath type of throw. Does it take them a little more time to kind of get the ball to the plate? Can that be a disadvantage at times? That one more of like a sidearm there from Weirich as it's 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Arias 0 for 2 with a couple ground outs. And trying for the inside corner, didn't get it. Two balls, no strikes. Two oh the count to Arias. Cardinale awaits on deck. Pitch from Weirich. There's a strike. Runner at second is Buchanan after the balk. State Liners looking for an insurance run. 2-1 rolls in low, 3-1. The count, the pitch. Arias tips it into the mitt, and now we're full. Looking ahead to the seventh, it's 5-6-7 for Pulaski. They'll need at least two runs. Bristol trying to make that job a little harder here with a runner in scoring position and two outs. Here's a 3-2. Arias lifts one foul. So Arias 0 for 2 in this ball game, 0 for 3 night in game 1 with a walk and a run scored. It's about time for a hit for Mr. Arias here to give Bristol their fourth run. Weirich, a deep breath, the pitch. Arias again staying alive. Now it's not every time, but often when these batters get in these two-strike counts and they just start slapping balls foul, you just kind of get the feeling that they're zoned in. They're just looking for that pitch, and they're just going to keep knocking pitches away until they get the one that they can handle. Let's see what Arias can do here. Three balls, two strikes, the count, the pitch. Arias, another foul ball, and it'll get out of play once again. Arias losing quite a few baseballs here tonight. Some young fans are happy about that, as we just had one sprint by us trying to track that one down. Unfortunately, I think it landed on the football field over to our right, which is a restricted area for the kids. 3-2. Another one. Ball four. How about the at-bat from Arias? Just kept spoiling pitches until he earned the free trip down to first. That's what they call a Q, or a QAB, quality at bat. There for Nick Arias, saw several pitches. In fact, well, I think I just missed it there. Wait, I can click. Okay, 9 pitches in the at bat there for Arias. All right, here's Cardinale as he takes a peek at Weirich for the first time. First pitch, ball one. You kind of get the sense that these guys are not going up there swinging at the first pitch. They're kind of trying to get a read on what Weirich is doing with that that awkward motion. Foul ball, Cardinale, right back into the screen. Ball and a strike, the count to Cardinale. Bristol looking for some insurance here in the sixth. Ball up high. Two-one, Weirich ready. Inside. Weirich struggling a little bit here as Cincinnati goes out, tosses the ball to his pitcher, and we'll have another chat. Tonight, the story for Bristol, at least in game two, has been Dalton Bargo. 3 for 3. He's driven in all 3 runs. 2 singles and a triple. He was recently featured in the local paper here in a story yesterday, written by Tim Hayes. We referenced him a couple times. Got to interview Dalton the other day and put a story together about how things are going here in Bristol and how his destination is shaping up in the transfer portal, but he will be the state liner of the game, I assure you that. 3-1, just a bit late as Cardinale behind the fastball, and here we go. 3-2, two on, two out. Head start for each runner here. Buchanan at second, Arias at first. Good speed on the bags for Bristol. 3-2, runners go. Ball four again. Back-to-back walks. So Weirich, after retiring the first two state liners he saw, three in a row have reached a single, an infield single by Seth Buchanan, and then two walks, and here's the top of the order. And this brings out the pitching coach, Chris Monroe, for a quick chat. Now, Monroe is his first season as the pitching coach for the River Turtles, taking the place of Ted Power, who's now the Bristol pitching coach. It's his first summer in the Appy League, just completed his first season as the pitching coach and recruiting coordinator at St. Anselm College. Began his coaching career in 2015 at Framingham State. Has some previous coaching experience in summer ball in the Northwoods League, the New England Collegiate League, and the Prospect League. See quite a few of those leagues pop up when I'm researching these guys, checking out their previous stops, where they're at in the summer, in previous summers. Quite a few guys in all those different leagues that are in the Appalachian League here. So 3-1 is our score. Bases loaded. Jordan Austin takes the first pitch for a ball. Nowhere to put Austin. This truly could be a back-breaking at bat here for Pulaski. 1-0. 2-0. Weirich struggling here. He's walked the last two hitters. And now Austin ahead 2-0. If you're Pulaski, you really hope the inning's over before Dalton Bargo gets back up again. 2-0 to Austin. Swing and a miss. To reset for you, Buchanan at third. Arias at second. Cardinale at first. The last three have reached safely. 2-1. Austin shows bunt. Oh, my, with two outs, trying for the bunt hit with the bases juiced. Austin's got speed, and you kind of wonder if it's one of those scenarios where with Austin's speed, does he have the green light to sort of just lay one down with the third baseman playing back? Christopher Hund, who's at third for Pulaski, still playing back, but 2-2 here. Now 3-2. Well, I'd say this is probably the most important pitch of the game. 3-1 count, 3-2, bases loaded. They'll get a head start. Something will happen on this pitch. There go the runners. Austin fouls it off. You know that's got to be dangerous to Seth Buchanan at third. He gets that head start, gets the jog down towards home. He gets the ever closer to Jordan Austin in the batter's box, and then he fouls one off your way. Being in foul ground is one thing. Here the runners go. 3-2. Ball four. Buchanan nearly stepped in the Bristol dugout on his way home. He did not want to get smacked by a foul ball by Jordan Austin. So an RBI walk. That's the third straight walk in the inning. And Bristol grabs that insurance run 4-1 our score, and they're not done yet. Here's Eric Arado. I don't blame Buchanan one bit, by the way. I would have been doing the same exact thing. Base is still juiced. And as we expected, Arado is going to take a peek at that first pitch. He's a patient guy, patient hitter. Pulaski is scattering their bullpen down the line just in case. 0-1, Arado into the screen, and now Weirich ahead 0-2. So Bristol does their job here in the seventh thus far. They've gotten one insurance run. They lead by three. Pulaski down to their final three outs. 0-2. Ooh, good-looking pitch. Thought Anthony Atkinson was going to call that strike three, but did not. By the way, Dalton Bargo's on deck. 1-2. That one fouled in the box. Arado hit it off of himself. Picks it up, tosses it over to the dugout. I'm going to guess it's going to be Shane O'Neill in the seventh for Bristol. 1-2. Arado, liner to third. Hunt squeezes it. That could have been trouble down the line, but Hund positioned perfectly. And there's the end of the sixth, but Bristol gets that all-important insurance run. They now lead by three. And three more outs to go. Folks, stay with us for the ending to see if Bristol can hold on for the sweep today in both games of our doubleheader with Pulaski. We'll be right back for the finish after this.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Here we go. Top of the seventh. Bristol out in front, 4-1. And they do call on Shane O'Neill, the righty, to come in for the save opportunity. Shane is 2-0. 9 2/3 innings, 7.45 ERA. He's given up 8 earned runs. 12 strikeouts and 5 walks. And he'll look for his second save of the year. O'Neill, a righty from Morristown, New Jersey, a freshman at Lehigh University. And son of some of our faithful listeners up in New Jersey. So, O'Neill family, hope you're still watching. Here's Shane O'Neill trying to close out the ball game for Bristol against the 5-6-7 hitters. Jackson Lovich, first pitch he sees, foul down the left field line. Lovich 0-for-2, a liner to right, a grounder right back to the pitcher. The 0-1 skips in low. Nice dig by Bargo behind the plate. Here's the 1-1. Another foul ball. You know, I said earlier with confidence that Dalton Bargo is going to be the Bristol Stateliner of the game tonight. It's a little bit tough. I mean, even though Bargo's 3-for-3 with 3 RBI, he's driven in every run in the game. Brandon Decker has been phenomenal, huh? Ground ball right back up the middle. Off the glove of O'Neill. Picks it up. Fires the first. Got him! Shane O'Neill. There's a great start to the seventh. Had a little trouble with it off his glove. Came off the mound. Fielded his position well. And there's one out in the seventh. How about it, Shane? Nice play, buddy. First pitch outside. Gets past the glove of Bargo. One ball, no strikes. And we talked about Shane quite a bit this year. I think one of my favorite things about him is his nickname. I've seen him called Shaq. Shaq O'Neill. All 5'10" of him, huh? 1-0. High fly ball out to right. Arado ranging towards the line. Into the night sky. He looks and puts it away. Two up, two down. Shane O'Neill an out away from another save. Hey, look. 5'10", 175 is what he's listed at. That's just a little bit, well, I'll say a little bit taller and a little bit lighter. That's what I'll say. Was a Patriot League Rookie of the Week in early May for Lehigh. First pitch downstairs to Strohmeyer, who has not been retired tonight. 17 appearances for Lehigh this year for O'Neill. 3-1 record as a 1-0 fouled straight back. O'Neill set the single-season strikeout record for his high school, Morristown, during his senior year, 101. 1-1 fouled off, and there's two strikes. All right, folks, it's been a long night of baseball. 14 innings. We're down to our final strike here, potentially. The 1-2 from O'Neill. Breaking ball off the plate. Strohmeyer was ready. He was ready for that to be called strike three. Two balls, two strikes. Here we go. The pitch. Another close one, and we're full. Bristol a strike away from two wins in one day in this doubleheader with Pulaski. Shane O'Neill looking to close the door here in the seventh. The 3-2. Strike three looking. Three up, three down. Shane O'Neill with a save, and it's two victories for Bristol here tonight. They pick up a win 7-4 in game one. 4-1 in game two, and they're back over 500. That didn't last too long. 11-10 record for Bristol. Pulaski's 4-12 now after the two losses today. 4-13. I forgot to update that before the second game. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to tally up our final stats, and we'll have a quick post-game show, and we'll head home, get to the house here, 9:30 local time here in Bristol, Virginia. We thank you for tuning in. Stay with us for our post-game show coming up right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state of the art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music. Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Well, this was a fun night for State Liner fans. Two games, two wins, both by three runs. The first one a little bit more exciting with the 7-4 victory. Tonight it's 4-1. As the State Liners, it was a 1-1 game through four. State Liners grabbed two runs in the fifth, one run in the sixth. And was kind of hoping there that, in a way, Bristol would hold on to win 3-1. That way we could say Dalton Bargo drove in every run of the game. But giving RBI to Jordan Austin, who earned a bases-loaded walk to make it 4-1 Bristol. And here's a recap of how things went in the ball game. First, it was the River Turtles that got on the board. They grabbed a run in the second inning. Irvin Weems led off with a single. Reached second on an error by the pitcher, Decker, and then a single by Kellen Strohmeyer made it a 1-0 ball game. Pulaski out in front first. Then Bristol had an answer in the bottom of the third, and guess who? Dalton Bargo. With two outs in the inning, Bargo had an RBI single that drove in Jordan Austin to tie the game at one, and Pulaski would not score again. Bristol added two more in the fifth. Guess who? Dalton Bargo. A two RBI triple with two outs again. Two-out hitter. In fact, every time Bargo came to the plate tonight, there were two outs, and he got a hit in each at-bat. The triple, the RBI triple, obviously a huge one in the fifth. That scored Cardinale and Arado, and that pretty much was the game-winning hit. That made it 3-1. And then the reliever, Nicholas Weirich, struggled a bit with control there in the sixth as Bristol had several walks in the inning and ended up having a run come in on a bases-loaded walk, give the RBI to Jordan Austin. And that was how our scoring went tonight. 4-1, Bristol had four runs on five hits and one error. Pulaski, one run, four hits, no errors. And it was really the pitching as well. How about Brandon Decker, who's normally the closer for this ball club? 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 5 Ks, and 1 walk. This guy normally comes in for an inning or two to shut it down at the end. He gave you 6 strong innings tonight and threw a total of 90 pitches. So quite the performance from the 2022 Appy League All-Star, Brandon Decker. And Shane O'Neill came in and pitched a clean 9th, 3 up, 3 down, 1 strikeout to end the ball game. And that did it, folks. So quickly, let's take a look around the Appalachian League, the scoreboard here tonight before we get into our player of the game and sign off and head home for the evening. Pulling this up now. Quite a few games tonight, more so than we ever have. So here we go. Let's start with the finals first. The two finals here tonight, of course, we mentioned 7-4 Bristol in game 1, 4-1 Bristol in game 2. Princeton beat Burlington 14-1, and then Bluefield and Elizabethan ended up in the tiebreaker situation, 6-6, so that went into 8 innings for their doubleheader. And then currently across the league, a late one going on over in Elizabethan. Bluefield leads Elizabethan 2-0. It's the top of the first inning. That game's probably not wrapping up till about 11, bad to guess. Let's see. Burlington beats Princeton 5-0 in the bottom of the 6th in game 2 of their doubleheader, so that one's almost wrapped up. Bottom of the 7th, Johnson City and Danville. Johnson City scored 11 runs in the 3rd. They lead it 12-8, bottom of the 7th. How about that ball game? And then a tight one in Greenville as Greenville, the Flyboys, leading Kingsport 5-4 after 8. So just 1 inning to go. Got several Stateliner players getting ready to tarp this baseball field with some rain expected tomorrow. And, of course, we do have a game scheduled here tomorrow night. 60% chance of rain tomorrow. So we'll see if the tarp holds up and if we have a game tomorrow. Hopefully we're able to have one. So let's get to our Stateliner of the game. I was thinking about it, and I kind of want to do this. Let's give a co-player of the game. Because how do you leave either of these guys out? Brandon Decker, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, no earned, 5 Ks, and a walk. And then the other one, of course, Dalton Bargo, 3-for-3. All 3 hits came with 2 outs. He drove in 3 of the 4 runs for Bristol on the evening. He's our co-stateliner of the game. When you have two guys that dominate like that, why not, right? So two co-players of the game for the Stateliners tonight. They get 2 wins. So it was a doubleheader, so why not? It's kind of like whose line is it anyway. It's all made up and the points don't matter. So I can kind of do what I want, I guess. All right, so wrapping up, let's look ahead to our next ball game. Coming up tomorrow night, depending on rain, Pulaski here at 7 o'clock and then Elizabethan here on Saturday night at 6 before a 2-game road trip. And then a July 4th contest with Bluefield here at 3 o'clock. Coming up next week, the Stateliners are now 11-10, back over 500, and perhaps ready to make up some more ground in the Appy League West. All right, folks, we thank you for tuning in. I'm Chris Mangrum. Appreciate you, as always, for all the messages, and as one person said, it's been a pleasure, and that is absolutely true. We'll see you tomorrow night, hopefully, at 7 o'clock, right back here on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Stateliners Baseball Network.